Peter, I love this man. How humble is his response today? If this would happen to me, I'll be thinking, maybe Lord, would you like to work for us? Now we could make some more, catch of the fish, feed the hungry in the neighborhood, open big business, send some fish to USA, you know, just make the world better, stay with us. And he says, depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. What a sincerity of heart. What an openness that encountering Jesus led him to seeing himself in truth, that he is a sinful man. And what Jesus does? He doesn't tell him, okay, you know, yes, go for a desert for 40 years, you'll get better, you'll become holy, and then you can come back and then we will start doing our evangelization. I'll wait for you. No. He calls him as he is, a sinner, to go and follow him. He made him worthy by his call. This is all what Peter needs, to be called by Jesus. And now how often we are saying, Lord, I'm not worthy, and we are not. But we may feel that God is calling us to do something. And we say, well, I still have those sins in my life. I would like to take care of them first. Maybe after I change for better. Maybe after restrain my paths, I need to get wiser. You know, Lord, not now. I'm afraid to go now. Peter was afraid too. He was risking a lot by not catching nothing, but he followed God. We are not worthy to follow God. We are not worthy to be his disciples, but he made us worthy just by calling us. Because what he sees in us is not only our sinfulness, it's not only our misery, but he sees what we are called to be, what we are destined to become, and to live as his sons and daughters. And then Isaiah. You know, he was cleansed and freed from his sins just by the touch of the stone. And I'm thinking, if this made him so clean, that angel touched his mouth by the stone, how much we, who are receiving body and blood of Christ, are made more worthy, cleansed more, receiving new life, strengthened by the presence of Jesus. How much more we are receiving what we need to follow Christ and live our missions as his sons and daughters. Isaiah said, here I am, send me. But what we often say, I'm too young, Lord, I cannot go. I'm too old, Lord, I cannot go. I would help, but I don't have enough time. I cannot go. No, I don't have enough money yet. I need to make bigger saving accounts. I cannot go now. I don't have the best car to go there. I cannot go. No, my health is not the best, Lord. I cannot go there too, neither. We made so many excuses. What happens, we are receiving what we need. The correct answer is, here I am, send me. So maybe there is something that you felt called by God to do for this community, for this parish, for this town, for your neighborhood, but you didn't do it, or you're afraid because you don't feel enough worthy, enough wise, enough old, or maybe too old, or not enough rich. Always a lot of excuses that maybe make sense, but they don't make really enough sense for us to stop and not do what God calls us. So let us take the answer of Isaiah today for prayers for this week. Here I am, send me. This is the only right answer. With what Peter said, I am a sinful man, yes, but here I am, send me, Lord.